It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hey, howdy. Good morning. Welcome in. It's the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. I appreciate you, whether you're hanging out and listening via the podcast itself, Apple, Spotify, or if you're just hanging out here with me on the YouTube page. If you are on Apple or Spotify, we have the YouTube page. And I can tell you, there's going to be content that's only going to be available on the YouTube page when I go through my coaches list over the next couple of weeks. That content is going to be a little bit shorter, so it's only going to be here on YouTube. So search the House of L YouTube page. There's a lot of videos. Some of the pods you may have heard before. So there's some stuff that hasn't made it to the pod, but it is available to you. So please come over and join. You guys have joined in numbers that I was not expecting, and I am very thankful. This has been quite the experiments in September, and it's learned a lot. Trust me, I've learned a lot. And still room to learn some more as I continue to grow all of this stuff. Here's what I wanted to get into today. I wanted to talk about falling in love. And specifically, I mean, I'm not here to give you romance advice. Lord knows. I'm not the person to do that. But I am someone that I feel like is qualified to give you advice when it comes to coaches, and specifically Bears coaches. Throughout this process, there's going to be, and I'm going to do it myself because I know that it's good content, okay? There's going to be plenty of people who are going to give you background and give you some history, some information on possible coaching candidates. I know my guy, Jason Leisure, wrote a great piece about Ben Johnson because he was able to go into the Lions locker room yesterday and talk with Lions players about how it is that Ben Johnson does what he does, which I think is really good. It's the way to move the story. Like from a journalism standpoint, it's a way to move the story forward where we all know what happened yesterday, and I'm glad that there were so many of you that decided that you weren't going to allow the Bears to dictate terms to you on your Sunday, that you lived your Sunday the way that you wanted to, and then you caught up with the Bears, which is exactly what I think you should do Thursday night. Don't let them ruin your Thursday night. And maybe you tune in for the Packers game because it's a blood feud, but also you don't have to. You really take into consideration that how you're going to feel watching that game. And there isn't even really anything you can spoil. It'd be different if the Bears were in a position to mess something up for the Packers. They're going to the playoffs, and they're not going to be the number one seed, and they're not going to win in the division. So they're pretty much locked into going on the road in the first round. So there's not much that the Bears can change for the Packers. So even in the, I want to spoil it for the Packers thing, like, even that doesn't really have a lot of legs, and you shouldn't allow the Bears, to mess up your Sunday afternoon, because this is definitely going to be a Sunday afternoon game. Because there's not going to be anything on the line, so you can, maybe they'll put it at 325, but you can pretty much book it. That's a noon kickoff for week 18. There will be almost no stakes for that game. Anyway. Because Ben Johnson was in town, because those of us who did watch the game got to watch his offense up close, not that we didn't see it a few weeks ago on Thanksgiving, and for the most part, if you've been paying attention to the NFL, you've been paying attention to what the Giants have been able to do so far, and it's been really impressive. I'm also impressed by the fact that he did want to come back. Like, maybe he didn't like the landscape last year of the jobs that were available, or there were teams that didn't meet his price. That's some of the things that I've heard, that he didn't like the jobs that were out there, and there were some people who were put off by the idea of him asking for as much money as possible, which, if you're Ben Johnson and you're in demand, and he is in demand right now, you should be able to write your own ticket. And if you don't like it, if you don't like the feel of it, if you don't like where it's going, then go back to Detroit. I'm sure that Dan Campbell would be fine with that if that ended up being the process, even though most great leaders, most great coaches want their coaches to go be head coaches. Like, that's what they're looking at. They want them to be head coaches. They want to move them on. Like, I feel similarly, like, in broadcasting, and I know that that's a different thing, but I get excited when my people move on to other things and I can help push them into moving on to other things. By the way, congratulations. Shout out to Roki, my old producer, Melissa Rakitis. She got engaged this weekend. What? So, Roki is the best. I'm really happy for her. She's a good person, and she deserves a good person. So, I'm excited that she out here getting engaged. Who told her she could grow up? These kids today out here growing up and getting married and starting families. How dare they? Dare they?
It's a new year. 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any hoozle, don't fall in love with every candidate. Like this week, it'll be Ben Johnson. If you remember, a few weeks ago, it was Thomas Brown. Remember? Remember how he was, everyone is the anti-Eberflus. Everyone. So everyone, comparatively to Matt Eberflus, is going to look like they were sent from heaven. Everyone, you're gonna, when I put the videos out of the coaches that I like, the ones that I think are interesting choices and who I would talk to, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, that one right there. There are people that were out here falling in love with Bill Belichick a couple of weeks ago. Oh, they got to get him. They got to get a guy that knows how to be stern and all this stuff. Like in a romantic situation, when you have a horrific breakup, might be okay to take a little time to heal yourself. Like, it's okay for you to be like, let's get to the end of this season, and then it can all be figured out. You, not me, you don't have to declare a candidate. I know that that's going to be the conversation. It's even going to be the conversation here on House of L. Not that I'm going to declare a candidate, but I am going to give you a list of coaches that I like. But you don't have to declare. You don't have to jump in these Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or TikTok streets or YouTube streets. You don't have to declare. You don't get a prize for it. You can just take all the information in. You can be presented the candidates and you can go, okay, this person makes the most sense to me, or I like this from this person and I like this from this person. And then maybe you get a candidate that has a sprinkle of all of it and things could get better. But it's going to be super easy to fall in love. Like the Ben Johnson thing. Like, oh, did you see his trick plays? Like, oh, he's so great with trick plays and stuff. And look what he's done with Jared Goff. All of those things are accurate and they're fun. But you're going to hear me say this over and over and over again. And I'm going to keep saying it until you get it. Play caller and head coach are two different jobs. And what makes a great head coach isn't necessarily what makes a great play caller. And a great play caller is not necessarily a great head coach. Now, there are some that are able to intertwine that. I think that you have that in Kansas City. I think that you have that in Green Bay. I think that you have that in San Francisco. That doesn't mean that you have to The idea being, don't just go get a great play caller. Find someone who understands how to be a great head coach. And that means that if they aren't the play caller, if they aren't the offensive play caller, they know someone who will be a great offensive play caller. And let me tell you this. One of the things that bothers me inside of the discourse of hiring coaches specifically for the Bears is the idea of, well, if Coach X comes in and they hire offensive coordinator Y, and then that coach it does a really good job, he's going to get hired away. If things are going that well for Coach X, that someone comes and gets his head coach, you best believe there will be other people who will be looking to take that job. And you, if you trust this person to be the head coach, you should trust that they have a list of potential play callers. Like, I've never understood that. I've never understood the don't hire a great coordinator because they're going to become a head coach. I want people that people would want. Like, what are we doing? So that every time I hear someone bring that up, it completely vexes me. I want someone who's so good that someone's like, yeah, that person's really good. We should give them an opportunity. And it doesn't have to end. Ben Johnson's been with Dan Campbell for 3 years. People thought that he was leaving after two, and he didn't. I think that he's leaving this year. He might not, depending on what happens. If they get to the Super Bowl and don't win it, for example, he might not leave. Just be careful out here. You don't have to run into a new relationship with a coach that might not even be your coach. You don't have to choose. You can just chill. We got 2 more weeks to put up with the on-field product, and then the derby begins. And who knows? There might even be a new general manager for your Chicago Bears, too. Because, fam, that's not looking great, those choices that are being made. And that roster that was hard to make, it was hard to make, has looked extremely easy to beat. Y'all be careful out in these streets. All right? I'll talk to you next time. Oh, by the way, Remy Martin. Make a Remy Martin sidecar. It's delicious. Remy Martin and ginger beer. Or have a tasting yourself. Whether we're talking about the VSOP or the XO. Or if you got it like that, that Louis 13. I don't have it like that. I was just invited to have it like that for that one time. And it's probably never going to happen again. But for that one time, it was pretty awesome. Talk to you next time. Peace.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.